Nolte, Marvel/Disney brand so damaged Daredevil series flopped. By John Nolte on March 12, 2025. The failure of Marvel's Disney Plus streaming series Daredevil: Born Again should have the Disney grooming syndicate quaking in whatever shoes it wears while circling elementary schools in a van with free candy spray painted on its side. According to the Mouse House, the Marvel television series drew 7.5 million views in its first 5 days of availability on Disney Plus, gushed the far-left Variety, but not before opening the article with this bald-faced lie: Daredevil: Born Again enjoyed a strong launch on Disney Plus. Unless you're happy to live inside Disney's ass, like Variety, by no standard, and I mean no standard, is 7.5 million views over 5 days strong. That Park Place did some real reporting, crunched the numbers, employed something called context, and laid out the facts. For comparison, The Acolyte, a series that performed so poorly it was shelved after one season, managed 11.1 million views in its first week. The site reports, adding that those numbers were considered underwhelming, coming in 3 million below Ahsoka. Even Agatha All Along, widely regarded as a disastrous misfire for Marvel streaming, managed 9.3 million in its first week. That's not even the worst of it. The failure of Agatha All Along and The Acolyte could be chalked up to the fact that from the word go they looked as lame as Tiny Tim. Daredevil is an entirely different thing. Daredevil: Born Again isn't just another Marvel streaming series. Rather, it's a reboot of Netflix's Daredevil, which ran for 3 seasons and 39 episodes between 2015 and 2018. Moreover, Born Again wasn't just another reboot, it brought back the original cast. Everyone loved the original Daredevil show, including me, so even I expected this reboot to sail to success on a wave of audience goodwill. Finally, instead of another one of these stupid asswell catard shows, Marvel and Disney were bringing back something cool without reimagining the lead character as gay or a cross-dresser. But nope, said normal people. We no longer trust Marvel/Disney. You freaks woke rape everything we love, and we loved us some Daredevil, so we're not going near this one. There's no other explanation. Which tells us the Marvel/Disney brand is in serious, serious trouble. Teehee. And this comes right after Captain America: Brave New World flopped. At this point, Marvel Studios is facing an uphill battle to regain audience trust, writes That Park Place. Yep. And it couldn't happen to a more loathsome bunch of child groomers. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.